Hi, everybody. Welcome to Steelers.com Live at 4. I'm Missy Matthews, joined today by Bob Labriola and our special guest, Steelers General Manager Kevin Colbert. We are coming to you live from inside Lucas Oil Stadium, where the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine, is getting underway. Kevin, thanks for taking some time to join us today. I know you're very busy.
No problem, Missy. It's a big week for us, and we're looking forward to it, really.
If you kind of want to just start and maybe explain to everybody watching the process that you and your staff, the coaching staff, go through when you're here in Indy going through the combine.
Yeah, it's a week-long process. You know, the first couple days, Wednesday we have some meetings, some organizational meetings. The coaches actually they can interview position players at night in a little setting that we have. Today we do a lot of media obligations. Usually the scheduled interviews would start on a Thursday. This year ours don't start till Friday, but there's different meetings. Coach Tomlin's involved with the competition committee. We'll go through that. We'll meet with some agents over the course of this day. Friday we start with the specialists. They do a kicking workout. We get into the scheduled interviews. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's all the positions go through their various workouts. And, of course, we're doing interviews, the personal one-on-one interviews at night. In addition to all that, our doctors and our trainers have been going through the medical process, which is really why this combine was started years ago.
Very important for you guys for that one-on-one personal interaction with a lot of these players, getting to know them.
No question. To me, it's the most enjoyable part because we've scouted these players maybe for a year, maybe two, and we know what they are, or we think we know what they are as football players, but once you get to meet the person under the helmet, it's always very enlightening.
You know, the combine really for the Steelers is, as you mentioned, the interview process and the medical information that you get. I mean, because you're not going to be, I don't know, one way or the other on a player based on what he runs.
Correct.
In the 40.
No, the medical, and again, that's why this started, because to get 335 guys through a physical examination without a process like this would be impossible. Be impossible for the teams, would be impossible for the players. So you get them in, you get them in a centralized location, the doctors come together, they get all the testing done at once, they get the evaluations. There might be follow-ups when you leave here, but that's really an overwhelming job that we have to get done, and it's the most important job, because if a guy can't make it physically, he's probably not going to help us as players.
Kevin, we knew you've said it last week. You said it when you were up at the podium here at the combine, but the deepest draft that you've kind of seen in the past 30 years, can you elaborate on why you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, even in the fall when we were out prior to the juniors declaring, my conversations with the scouts were, I like the senior group. There's some good players. If these juniors come out, it's only going to make it that much better. And there were a record number of juniors that came out. So from a talent standpoint, yes, it is the deepest draft I've seen. And, only time will tell if it's the best draft.
You know, you mentioned the juniors and you mentioned a record. I got the numbers here. 2013 was a record at that time. Last year, 73 underclassmen, which the NFL defines, as I look this up, if you have any eligibility left and are willing to forfeit that eligibility, and if you're, as long as you're 3 years out of high school. Okay.
Right.
So this year, though, the 73 record was smashed, 98. Do you have any theories on why the number keeps going up, and how does the fact that that number keeps going up impact your job?
Well, I mean, theories as to why, yes, there's a lot of different schools of thought as to why, be it the new CBA and the ability to start your clock early and, you know, all those types of things. I think the growth of our game, it attracts more kids, and that's great, but, you know, it also attracts younger kids. And, you know, I'm concerned, and we as a league are concerned, that some of these kids are not going to be emotionally ready for this, mature enough to handle not only the game but everything that goes with the game. And you know, I hope that more kids succeed than fail, but I'm also concerned that the failures will be there.
You know, I looked it up. I know I'm not supposed to do any actual research for this, but I broke my rule. I looked it up. Over the past five drafts, the Steelers have had 40 odd draft picks, only 8 underclassmen. So, I mean, can you, I won't say, do you shy away from underclassmen, but are they, do they have to meet a little bit of a higher standard for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, we've stayed away from some underclassmen that we just felt weren't ready for it. Because if you bring a kid into an environment and he's not ready emotionally or maturity-wise for this challenge, he may fail and you've wasted a pick. So, and we've done that with some seniors as well. I mean, if they're clowns as a junior, they're probably clowns as a senior too. But you have to sort through that and be ready for this group. And we've talked about it. You know, you probably have to do more from a player development standpoint if you take more juniors. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know what our numbers were. We've taken some juniors and they were significant players.
Oh, yes.
You know,
right.
Ben and Pouncey and Heath.
DeCastro,
Antonio, but they were all at different levels, and we had a certain comfort level with taking them, and some have succeeded. We've had some that didn't as well.
Right.
Kevin, it's not just the combine where you can work out players. It's the pro days. Some people who don't even get invited to the combine, there are some Steelers who are among that list of guys. So can you talk about the process after this whole week of information gathering where you guys go with pro days and maybe looking at other people who aren't here?
Yeah, we'll follow the combine up with the individual college pro days. It's good for the colleges because it gets exposure to their programs. It's good for the players because they get a chance to just work out in a small group with a more select group of people evaluating. People that go to the pro day are there because they want to see an individual player or a group of players. When you're at the combine, you're here because you have to be here to see everybody. So we look forward to the pro days because, again, it's another opportunity not only to work them out physically, but to spend time with the individual and maybe even meet some parents or family members along the way, which can only help the evaluation.
You know, this week, everyone in the NFL is here. Every team is represented. As you mentioned earlier, there are a lot of agents here. Any opportunity to maybe try and work out some of the salary cap things this week as well, or at least move forward?
Correct. You can only visit with agents of your own players, but that's, especially in our situation, that's a huge part of, you know, where we want to be come March 11th. Mm-hmm. So you have the opportunity to sit down and talk with a guy instead of talking to him on a phone. And really, everybody's right in this little area of Indianapolis, and it's an easy thing to do. I met with an agent this morning. I'm going to meet with a few more this afternoon just to have some personal interaction with guys, our own players, to see how we want to advance, if we want to advance.
You know, if you wanted to reveal, like, what those conversations were about, that's fine. But have the conversations that you've had or the ones you hope to have, are they going to crystallize some of the decisions you have to make? I mean, or then is there additional work to do beyond that?
Yeah, there is more work, but you'll have a better idea. They have a better idea where we're going to be coming from if we go to them. You know, mm-hmm. again, be it for, you know, you could be talking about, hey, we might have to cut your player. We might want to extend your player. We might want to restructure your guy. Or we might want to sign him if he's a pending free agent. So there's a lot of different things. It does help crystallize it, but it won't be firm. Until March 11th when we have to meet a deadline, and then it starts over again because now how you add them in once you got in compliance.
All right, Kevin, well, we are along a very busy radio row. We know you have lots of interviews to get to, so we do appreciate your time and joining us today on the show.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
All right, that is it from Steelers.com live at Lucas Oil Stadium. For Bob and Kevin, I'm Missy. Thanks so much for joining us.